Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment. He was in military intelligence, also lived in Africa, Asia, and Europe. The largest private gold and silver broker at the time before he retired. He can comment on this hijacking situation, what he would do, and we'll get his take on that with Captain Sweeney coming up in a moment. Then we'll get more into the economy. But here's the bottom line. They disarmed the ships in the last 30, 40 years. Piracy has a resurgence, explodes. They know the ships are sending ducks now. Home ports, the U.S. and others, you know, really don't want the ships being armed. You got to hire expensive security if you want, and then that's even hard. So this stuff happens. And you have unarmed American crew taking the ship back from pirates yesterday. Kidnapping happens. They grab the captain, jump overboard. Now there's a whole fleet of Somali pirates going out with more hostages to engage and Lord knows what, saying they're ready to die. And they've shown themselves to be extremely bold. It's about as much courage as you get. Extremely reckless, but it's evil courage. You know, like, not like a Japanese samurai fighting to the death against equally matched enemies. They kidnap, they murder, they kill. They are incredible rogues, though. You can't help but respect them deeply in a sickening way. Captain, look, we know we're going to get law of the sea, global tax on all the ships with UN armored convoys, what they're calling for. So, again, they disarm us, then we got to have them protect us, and then they're the greater tyranny of the seas. And just more gun control is what they're calling for now, instead of arming all the ships. And that's what's so disgusting about this. So how do you see this ending? As you said, the captain is just in a real crisis.
It really is, Alex. Everybody I talk to, all my fellow mariners, everybody's praying for Captain Phillips because this is a situation where this guy was a hero, is a hero, and he did what he could to save his ship and crew. And, I mean, that's just, hopefully he doesn't have to pay the ultimate price to do that. And it's unfortunate and it's terrible that he had to be even put into this situation and that other mariners like myself, had to be put in that situation. I worked with Shane Murphy. He was one of the other officers on the ship I was on, in 2003 and 4. Shane, who's now the acting captain, he's a strong, young, aggressive, sharp guy. And, I feel that he probably was also instrumental in overtaking those pirates, because he's not the kind to just sit idly by and let things happen. He's a real sharp guy. And it was unfortunate that he got put into that situation. I mean, here they are delivering humanitarian aid, you know, for famine relief, and they come out and they, you know, they get hijacked. It's like, what's wrong with that picture? You know, the Somalis are actually taking food out of the mouths of starving people by doing this.
Oh, they're horrible.
That's crazy.
They're absolutely horrible. Well, I mean, what's happened in Somalia, for those that don't know, the scum over the last few hundred years, because it's been, you know, continually in crisis and starvation, it just the most evil of the most evil of the most bold of the most bold have gotten in control there. And it's just a horrible situation. How do you see this ending? I mean, I agree with you. They're going to try to pull around.
Yeah, I think they're going to force the hand. I personally believe that they're going to try to have some situation where the pirates are allowed to, because the lifeboat's going to run out of fuel soon. I mean, there's only so much fuel in that lifeboat. And after it's gone, it's gone. Then they're just drifting. So I think my feeling is they're going to try to make some kind of a agreement that the pirates that are holding Captain Phillips are going to be allowed access either on one of the vessels or whatever to get back ashore and then hold him in exchange for ransom money. You know, to get away. I think that's the plan that they have and that they want, because even though they talk a good game, and I'm sure, and I, you know, and they've shown that they're willing to go all the way with it. I think deep down, nobody really wants to end up dead. You know, for something like this, you know, they'd much rather be able to spend all that good money that they stole from and extorted on ransom payment. And so, I think that's what their plan is. Now, it's a very delicate situation. I mean, you got the FBI over there. They got the Navy.
Man.
I mean, they got the shipping company. The shipping company is a U.S. flag ship, but it's a Danish-owned company. And they've got this European mentality that, in general, is highly against weapons on board vessels.
It's called ninnying, It's not that Europeans are cowards at heart. Their governments don't want to set the precedent of the people defending themselves.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com, with us for the rest of the hour. Finishing up with Captain Kelly Sweeney, Master Mariner, successfully repelled a pirate attack off the coast of one of the major islands in the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic and Haiti, and killed some of the pirates. Now he knows the current captain, the second in command, is now the captain because the captain. When the yesterday, when the people on board the hijacked ship from Somali pirates, 300 miles off the coast of Somalia in the Indian Ocean, were able to take it back, the Somalis were still able at gunpoint to hold the captain. And so then they went on to a dinghy. It's all surrounded. Again, I'm recapping this for people that are just joining us by the U.S. Navy. But then a flotilla of small boats and 4 to 6 large ships that have been hijacked in the last week are coming out with the hostages, Chinese, German, Indian, you name it, a whole bunch of countries, are coming out holding them hostage now to get the other hostage. And this is escalating it to an entirely new level, and we do hope that Captain Phillips, who's just an amazing individual, recapping for those that don't know, specifically Captain Sweeney, Captain Phillips, how did he get grabbed by the pirates in the exchange?
Well, obviously I wasn't there, but what I've heard, Alex, is that he told everybody, which is part of our training, to go to a safe room. And that's the ship's security plan will have a place that everybody knows on board when that happens where to go. And that I believe personally that the pirates that entered the house and then were confused on what was happening. Either they had set up barriers or they had locked doors and they were cordoned, they cordoned them off or whatever. But in any case, they stormed the pirates, who then went outside onto the deck in a kind of a regrouping position. And then at that point, they decided that some of the pirates decided to go in the lifeboat and head out with the captain as a hostage. And he offered himself, as I understand, for the protection and safety of his vessel and crew. The remaining officers on board, Shane was now in charge, and the remainder of the officers and crew had one pirate hostage that they held. And then they made an agreement with the pirates down in the lifeboat to exchange that one, a guy, for the captain. And they let that guy go, but then the pirates didn't let the captain go. And so that's where the situation is right now. And so they've got the Maersk Alabama out of harm's way. And so now it's a hostage situation. And what's going to happen after? You know, this thing has been going on for the longest time. The RAND report came out last year and criticized the Bush administration for focusing way too much on maritime terrorism and way too little on maritime piracy. And that was a study that by the RAND Corporation that came out. And it's just continuing now. The world community is just doing lip service. Now, they have the warships from different countries go through and try to make it safe going through the Gulf of Aden. But now we're having ships get hit 300-400 miles off the coast. That's not going to be like finding a needle in a haystack.
Well, here's another example. I hadn't been down to Bolivar since I was a teenager. Little strand of beach that's right across a little piece of water from Galveston, Texas. And I won't ever go there again. They rudely searched me and basically everybody else, except illegal aliens, who I saw them leaving alone, literally. When I went on the ferry, when I got off the ferry, Homeland Security. But meanwhile, every few months I read about just off the coast of Galveston, pleasure boats being pirated and the people being killed, never found again, and their boats being taken. And those are no doubt pirates that are running out of Galveston. So, again, this is all a complete stinking fraud for the imaginary boogeyman of terrorism, while real crime and piracy explodes worldwide.
Yes, and that, you know, and the RAND Corporation basically said that. And I know a guy who's a chief engineer on one of those ferries. And there are people that are recreational boaters that are missing all the time, Alex. And, you know, we get reports of them on commercial vessels, you know, this boat lost at such and such a position, nobody's on board. And, hey, you know, not all of them would go overboard because of bad weather. And, you know, they get knocked over the head, I believe, or they, you know, get killed. And actually, you know, recently there was a couple of that was off the coast of Thailand. I know that's a long ways away, but they were doing their retirement dream of sailing around the world, and the husband got his head blown off and killed, and they were grandparents, and the wife got tied up, raped, and left for dead, and she managed to escape. She had to walk to crawl over the deck through her husband's blood to get away.
Well, tell folks before we go to Bob Chapman how many. I appreciate Bob holding. I want to get a stake on this event. We'll let you go, Captain Sweeney.
No problem.
This is breaking news. I read constantly about yachts and people's boats all over the Gulf of Mexico and Caribbean being grabbed. I mean, it's massive. It's just it doesn't make it in the front page of the paper.
That's true, and they don't want it to. And then they play this game like if it's in a certain close, territorial waters, they call it armed attack, which is the same thing as a piracy attack. It's the same people, only they do it inside this imaginary line in the water of territorial or international waters. And so a lot of the piracy attacks are called armed attack, and they're not included in those statistics. And so it's just playing this game with statistics and everything. I mean, it's, this ship is the first U.S. ship that was taken, hijacked, but it wasn't certainly by any stretch the first ship that was hit by pirates. It happens all the time.
Well, you got hit to show how much it happens. One of your mates, when you were captain, when you guys repelled the attack in the Caribbean on your huge ship, he's now the captain of the ship that was hijacked.
That's right. Actually, I wasn't the captain on that one. I was filling in for a friend of mine, so I was one of the officers too. And that can happen on my watch. I mean, you know, that's just what happened, and it's unbelievable. Shane was up sleeping when that happened. He was off watch. But, I mean, it's just a terrible situation, and they've let it go to this point to where now they've got a confrontation. Here's the U.S. Navy in a confrontation with a bunch of pirates and hijacked vessels, this flotilla. I mean, this is an amazing situation, but I can't believe it ever got allowed to get to this point.
Look, it's clear. They need to put out the order, tell the Somalis, you know, drop leaflets that they're going to bomb all their port facilities. The country's run by terrorists, real terrorists. It's run by people that are the government, the criminal government, is getting the money for all of this to fund their operation from the piracy. It's government run. And the United States, see, this is real terrorism, folks. Like if Mexico attacked us twice, we fought back and went all the way to Mexico City with the Marines and took it over. Well, the real attacks happen. This isn't Al-Qaeda made up. This is real. And you just give them... You give them 12 hours to get out of the ports, and you destroy Somalia's ports. Do you think that's a bad idea?
Well, I think personally what I would like to see first, I would like to see the restriction on merchant vessels having weapons be taken off and have it be a requirement that they have either armed guards on board or trained crews with weapons on board through high-risk areas. I would also like to see some kind of mechanism for trying the pirates, because this is also bogus. You know, the U.S. Navy a few weeks ago had to hand back a captured pirate because they didn't know what to do with him. It was like catch and release. So they were like, now what are we going to do with this?
I know.
Guy?
Criminals, just like the illegal aliens, can rob banks and they let them go. Captain, you disagree with targeted smart bombs, with satellites know where the pirates are based, blowing up all their bases?
Right now, yes. And I'll tell you why. Because it's like Vietnam. I have a lot of friends who are in Vietnam. And I was in the Army just after that, but every one of them told me we had a heck of a time deciding who was the good guys.
This is like not going to Hanoi. This is like not going downtown. No, I'm saying hit their bases.
I would say if they do that, the floating bases. But even then, a few weeks ago, the Indian Navy
grabbed a wrong ship,
a suspected mothership, and then it turned out to be a Thai fishing vessel, and they killed all 14 crew members on there. So, it's like I think personally that we need to have a defensive posture, and that I would like to see if they do anything, they should have a blockade of that. Let's start with that.
Let's have military vessels
surrounding the coast instead of trying to make the shipping lane safe.
Hey, that's a good idea. Surround the coast and don't let them come out.
That's right. That's what I would like to see.
And then board the ships that come out.
That's right.
Like they
go beyond a certain line. It's like, hey, you go beyond this line, we're going to search you. And if you're just some guy with fishing bait and a few nets, okay, go. God bless you, go. If you're a couple of quote-unquote fishermen and you've got 5 or 6 AKs and a few rocket-propelled grenade launchers, obviously you're not doing much fishing, pal. Come with us.
Okay, let's bring Bob Chapman up real fast, and I'm going to come back with Bob. Bob, your take on all this situation.
Well, it's a plethora of ideas, and after sifting through what you both have said, coming from the back first, off our shores, we need extensively more Coast Guard protection. I think people should be encouraged on personal vessels to have weapons on board, and AR-AK, riot guns, that sort of thing. And I think that can be very helpful, is at least along our coast. I think the idea of a blockade is an excellent one. I don't see that it won't work. I mean, anybody that comes out has to go through the blockade to find out what they're up to.
Yeah, what are these guys grabbing, like 6-7 big ships a week, Captain Sweeney?
Yeah, they got 6 this last week alone, and I think they've had I saw recently that there were 43 attempts are successful ones this year, I can't remember exactly now, Alex. I just saw it recently, and of course my mind went blank when I looked at the number. But we had 6 just this last week alone.
Which region?
And as far as I'm concerned, we need to arm merchant vessels. And I don't believe in the riot gun, rubber bullet thing. I believe in it. It's something that can have some firepower and you know, enable you to fight back.
On big ships, I agree. And these people should be extremely well trained who are put on there to handle that equipment. And I think on the high seas, that's a way to combat it.
All right, stay there. We got a break. Stay there. We'll come right back to you.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Question for Captain Sweeney, and we're going to do the rest of the hour with Bob Chapman. Riding the shotgun with us on the economy, a lot of developments there. Captain Sweeney, what about this that we hear the pirates sing? Well, and some of the Somali community here in the U.S. is saying, I've seen some of their videos on YouTube, that, well, the ships were dumping toxic waste and nuclear waste off our shore. So that's how this piracy started, was to get money back, and now it's turned into greed. But then, of course, I do know they've dumped reactors off the coast of the United States. Now, that's admitted. This is what international companies and people have done, because the ocean is so wide open. Is there any truth to that?
Well, that's the political side of things, Alex. I mean, I'm a mayor, but I will say this, that Somalia hasn't had a government in 20 years. And during that time, European-backed fishing companies sent their vessels down to those waters and in many ways wiped out a good portion of the fishing stock and brought everything back and either sold it or ate it in Europe. You know? And so I can understand why those people think that way. But the problem is lawlessness and piracy are not the way to go. What they really, in my opinion, should be working towards is having a legitimate government.
So they took all the fish, and so now they're taking the ships. Certainly a serious situation. Well, as this develops, I'll see if I can get you to pop on the Sunday show as things unfold. Thank you for being with us, Captain Sweeney.
Alex, it's always a pleasure, and I'm there anytime. And if I'd love to have your listeners get a hold of me. I got some emails from yesterday, maritimeheadhunters.com. People can just click this register with us today. It goes right to the email. I'd love to hear from them, and they can read my stuff, including an article on piracy at professionalmariner.com.
Professionalmariner.com, and your book is From the Bridge. Thank you so much, Captain.
Alex, thanks so much. Smooth sailing till we talk again.
All right, take care. Bob Chapman, I know you're a cool guy. Don't mind too much, but I apologize to get you on 10, 15 minutes late. It's just this is breaking news, as you know. So,
I'm
Bob,
always open.
You're awesome. Bob, finish up the point we're trying to make as we went into break.
What I was trying to find out was the region in which the six ships were hijacked over the past week.
Indian
all
Ocean.
Over the place or in one place?
No, Indian Ocean right off of Somalia.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think, you know, a picket line's the best thing. I think only one nation should do it. I think all the other nations should contribute to the cost thereof. And I think that'll probably bring it to a halt. We did the same thing off the Barbary Coast 250 years ago with our Marines, and I guess it's going to have to be done again. We know all about Somalia. We know where they're coming from. Yes, they do have a beef about the fishing, but, you know, that could be handled financially if the Europeans had any sense. I think that will stop it. And on the waters off of the United States, particularly off of Galveston, there should be more protection in the form of Coast Guard out there. And people should be told you don't go out there unless you're heavily armed.
But the government instead will arrest you if they catch you with a firearm off the coast of the Texas coast or California. It's disgusting.
Change the law. And also
absolutely.
All those big ships that are running around out there, put cannon on deck, you know, get them heavily armed. I mean, that's the way to go. I mean, you know, some small boat is not going to attack somebody who can blow them out of the water.
Well, go back to
and sure, it's going to be expensive, but that's what shipping companies and the people who have to pay for the goods have to put up with.
Well, this happens generationally, you know, even 100 years ago, all the merchant ships were armed, 200 years ago. And then every time they knock the pirates out, they take the weapons off the ships, and then it starts back over again. I mean, you never saw a British East India Company or any merchant ship that wasn't trained with weapons and cannon and drills, because if you didn't do that, you were asking for it.
Well, I think the bottom line here is that people have to understand that these pirates are criminals. They have to be treated that way. They have to go to court, and they have to go to jail. And if they kill somebody, they have to be hanged.
All right. What's coming up in the next segment on the economy? I know a lot has happened. I mean, grabbing GM and then saying the government's not running it when they are running it and then telling them what to do and just everything that's happening. And now Geithner announcing he doesn't want banks to tell him where the stress test money went. What else is coming up?
Well, as far as coming up, I mean, that's plenty to work on. What they're finding on this stress test, and they're trying to delay it, is, and this is what I get from my sources, that the banks are all bankrupt. And if they expose the true position of these banks, brokerage houses, they got to have to shut them down. And now they don't want to come out with the information.
All right, let's go over that. Stalling the inevitable collapse. Give you the latest information with a just amazing financial expert. We got another big one coming up next hour. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 for 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday.
We're going to go right back to Bob Chapman, who joins us every Friday at noon, the second hour. Very thankful for him being here. We have William K. Black, who we interviewed years ago, but he's one of the former top federal regulators in the S&L crisis. Wrote the book, The Best Way to Rob a Bank is to Own One. He went on Bill Moyer's show. In fact, guys, get that queued up. Before he comes on, I want to play a few minutes of that. And he's coming right out with the fact this is an engineered crisis. This is a mass theft by design. And this is a top guy, just like Bob Chapman. So I'll get Bob's take on that in a moment and everything we were just mentioning about don't put out the evidence of the stress test. They were going to say, we're going to see if the banks are solvent. They do the test and they say, no one release it. And we'll, this is very important, so stay with us for that in one moment. and found out more at theinternationalforecaster.com. But before I go any further here, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this radio show possible. Number one, it's the online bookstore and video store at InfoWars.com to get all the DVDs and films I've made that we carry, the books, the videos we carry, all the best stuff out there I've read or seen, we carry it at InfoWars.com, plus a bunch of Patriot T-shirts. We've really upped the level of design, the points, the issues we make, great way to meet like-minded people, InfoWars.com, or you can also call the toll-free number, ask them about the different combos and specials, or get a free brochure, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or again, InfoWars.com to get the Obama deception and other films and get them out to folks, because that's how we're going to expose these crooks in government. And what they're doing is so criminal and so off the charts that if we'll just expose them, they won't win. But if we set on our fat rear ends, they will win. I want to just tell the listeners, though, about eFoodsDirect.com, the best storable foods company out there, bar none, where I choose to get my storable foods that last more than 10 years in climate controlled. 10 years guaranteed if you've got it in your attic or garage like I do. Just don't have room for it in the house. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Get a free catalog. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com. Go to their site. Watch the free videos about their food, non-hybrid, non-GMO, high quality, grown right here in America, except for their bananas. Those are grown somewhere else because you can't really grow them here good. So, again, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. They're also looking for distributors, people that want to be distributors in regional areas of the country. So ask them about that at eFoodsDirect.com. One other sponsor, the one right back to Bob Chapman, Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great new sponsors. It's Home Gain, GAIN.com. This is the place to get you started buying and selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to Home Gain, as in increase, and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate on your home value online. It's a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home, and the best part is it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. They have a home sale maximizer that tells you the best ways to, you know, the best improvements to make that will increase the value of your house the most. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. There's a big link up on InfoWars.com. It's their little logo is Max, the orange gorilla. HomeGain.com. Okay, that said, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, okay, I asked those questions before the break. Explain people, for folks what the stress test was, what's happening there, and then we'll get into GM. First time in history we've got the president firing heads of CEOs, putting people in place. Now, I said first time in the U.S. They do this in the third world all the time. So, Bob Chapman.
Well, there's nothing in this Constitution that allows the executive branch or Congress to fire people from their jobs. It's as simple as that. I had it in the last issue, and I had it researched by someone who does that sort of thing. So that said, they have no right to do so. It's illegal for them to do so. You can tell the head of General Motors and the board that it might be a good idea and that the government would like them to step out of the way because we put so much money into the company. That's one thing, but they really can't dictate to them how it worked out, what went on behind the scenes. I don't know, and I don't think anybody else does, except if you're inside government and on Wall Street. As far as the situation with the stress test is concerned, it's like any other inquiry into the inner workings of the balance sheet of a company. And because we don't have to mark to market, which means you have to get a price market related for the items which are on your balance sheet, they did away with that because they wanted to allow companies to mark to model, which means it can be anything you want it to be, which means it doesn't mean anything. And so instead of a security being carried at 85 cents on the dollar, it might really be worth 10 or 15 or 20 cents on the dollar, and that is the case, believe me. And so that's why they don't want to release this stress test, because all the major banks and most of the major brokerage houses are broke. It's as simple as that. they're carrying garbage on their books because they were gambling. And, of course, over the past 20 months, our government, in behalf of the American people and allowing American people to pay it, pay the bill, have bailed out those people who were gambling with our economy and within their own companies. And so, you know, you say to yourself, how do they get away with this? Well, they are. They do anything they want. And, of course, if you talk about it, you're an extremist. You're some kind of a nut. And like you and I are being called all the time, Alex. But all we're dealing is with the truth. And that's the truth of the matter.
Bob, since you got into us being called nuts, you're always aware of, it seems, any news item I raise, so I would imagine you know that scores of newspapers, some of the biggest news sites online, are basically saying, just like they did with Limbaugh after the feds bombed OKC in 95, they're saying that I'm calling for cop killing, which I've never done, and they're saying that I made this white supremacist kill three cops and shoot two others when it's admitted it was a domestic dispute with his mommy kicking him out. And it turns out the guy didn't like me and attacked me all over the web. So, and they knew that. So the issue here is that must mean we're really getting to him. It, within hours of these cops being killed, the Southern Poverty Law Center fed my name into the newspapers. And then, of course, it turned out it was all a complete frame-up and a lie. We know the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL have been caught on record. I mean, I have the mainstream news stories from the 80s and 90s creating and leading fake Nazi groups and trying to get violence. I don't know if they're involved in this, but more and more, that needs to be investigated and looked into. And so, I mean, your take on that?
Well, we're getting close, and we're hurting them by telling the people the truth. And so they have to create lies, and that's the way they fight back. Dees has been doing this for years, and that's his kind of modus operandi. The ADL has been getting away with illegality for years. Finally, what they were doing in the 1960s was brought to court in San Francisco, and it was found that the San Francisco Police Department was working with them, along with the FBI, and giving them information that they shouldn't have had in the first place.
Yeah, they had all of the intelligence files, and now the ADL runs the MIAC type Fusion Center reports that is now listing people like Dr. Edwin Vieira and others who've set up the committees of correspondence. We got the latest documents out of Virginia. I mean, this is just getting, and there was also a report put out in Missouri. This is getting more and more insane, and I think the ADL and these guys are discrediting themselves, if they ever had any credibility to begin with, by lying and demonizing mainline patriotic groups who are against gun control. And, again, this is completely illegal. Go ahead.
Well, they started on me in 1967. And within the government, during the 80s, they were tapping my phones. And they do that through that facility that they own, Israeli-owned company that handles all those phone connections. And they threatened to kill me several times. And, you know, for no reason other than the fact that I was very conservative, politically and financially outspoken for many, many years. And, of course, that's why the government is displeased with my behavior as well. And they get away with that stuff. And I don't know what's going to stop them from doing what they're doing. I think probably exposure of what they've done in the past and what they're trying to do now and perhaps in the future is the only way we can do it within the law.
Do you think, Bob, this signifies that they're getting ready to intensify the attacks on me personally, or is this just something to kind of, anytime the media mentions me, they can go back to this as kind of a label?
I think it's both. They like to knock you out of the box, get you off the air. They can't do that. This is going to be an ongoing campaign of attack. And so what do? You continue to expose the things that they're doing illegally and the government agencies which are illegally working with them, the fact that they represent a foreign power, this is a bad thing for America, and particularly at this point in time, because we've had a heavy infiltration of people who believe in Zionism in our administration for the past 8 years, and they're still there. And I don't think that's healthy for any nation to have people from another country or who represent another country telling people in Congress or paying them off to do what they want them to do.
Well, my issue is that I've never found anybody more nasty, more unsavory than the anti-Jew crowd. They make stuff up. They lie. And so I've got them attacking me, and then I've got the Israeli lobby's ADL attacking me. I mean, you got to know we're in the right here, folks, because, you know, when we've got all these unsavory groups attacking us, it's because we are effectively bringing the people together against the New World Order, and that is what the establishment does not want. They want to make it about race. They want to make it about balkanization. They want to make it about religion so we can be marginalized. They're afraid of my big tent approach. Do you agree with that, Bob?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, I was attacked and I never did anything. You know, I just happened to be associated with people who were outspoken about Zionism.
Hey, mid-1990s, I'm like pro-Second Amendment, so the ADL attacks me. And, you know, I didn't take the bait and then, you know, automatically turn into somebody who just, you know, hates everybody who's involved with Israel over it. A lot of people do take the bait, though, and that's what they want. I mean, I'm getting really sick of it. I mean, I can't stand the ADL. I can't stand the white supremacist. I'm just here trying to get taxes cut, get sovereignty, defend our borders, not attack all these countries, not go bankrupt. I just want to live in peace. And then there's all these other crazies. Another thing we know the Israeli lobby did, and again, I'm not even ever attacking the lobby that much, so I get attacked for not going after them all the time. And then we did confirm that this one guy is and admits an Israeli lobby operative makes up that I work for the Vatican and I'm an assassin when I'm not even Catholic. I'm not bashing Catholics. My family are famous Protestants that founded Texas. And then they don't care. The Israeli lobby's got all these crazy Protestant Cromwell groups death threatening me, and they're just they manipulate schizophrenics, Bob. And I mean it's really getting out of hand.
It's like a circus.
It is a circus. It is a complete and total circus. And then I say my family founded Texas. You know, the Hammonds, the Ayers, the Johnsons, the Joneses, all involved. The Ayers, you know, which is my mother's side of the family, raised Colonel Travis. They were here as Protestant rebels to throw the Catholics out because they were mad that they made Texans convert to Catholicism to get the stuff. It's on record my family came into Galveston with the Bibles and then literally had the Catholic priest try to get them killed as they ran up to Nacogdoches in the history books, and an Israeli agent puts out the story that I work for the Vatican and I get death threats. And these schizophrenics that believe it make me so mad, Bob. I don't mean to talk about myself on air. It's just they're out of their minds.
Well, I got to tell you a funny one. Opus D in Europe tried to recruit me. And that's a fact. I was thunderstruck. And it was some years ago. But I said to myself, why would they want to recruit me? But anyway, those things happen.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know.
You know what I do? I we're both on the air. You have your own program. I don't. But I just slough it off. I say, look, this is what I believe about that. Let's go on to more important things. Let's find out how we can help people do the things that they have to do to survive the difficult economic and financial times ahead. You've got people on the program who are advertising seeds. That's terrific. And the delivery of dehydrated foods, you got to do it. My family's done it, and incidentally, my daughter lives in Florida, and she's raising bananas along with her other part of her garden, which is getting vaster and vaster, and getting gold and silver coins, getting a water filter, getting the basics to help people if they're going to invest, how to do it, what not to do, the things that are going to help people. That's why we're here.
No, yes, Bob, I agree,
heck with these people who want to make fools out of themselves by calling us these nasty things. I just ignore them.
Well, the reason I bring that up is I hardly ever talk about this. I only bring it up not. I bring it up so people don't get caught up in these traps. And I also bring it up because I am sick of Israeli operatives trying to pick a fight with me because they want to make it all about Jew bashing to discredit anybody that's basically the government pimps out the ADL to paint anybody as an anti-Semite or pro-Hitler who's against the New World Order. And Hitler did kill a bunch of people. He was bad. And so the issue here is the ADL is despicable because they defend Schwarzenegger, who's an admitted Nazi and says he admires Hitler and the Rolling Stone. But then people who actually fight tyranny, they take the murders of those Jews and they pimp it out to demonize patriots. And then that actually adds legitimacy to the criticism of everything Israel's doing. So, you know, that's the point I'm making. This is part of a larger game plan. And, folks, it's destructive to make it about Protestants or Catholics or blacks or Jews or any of this. The reason I raise this, the New World Order is taking over. $12.8 trillion has been stolen in the last 6 months, according to Bloomberg. It is devastating. We have to focus.
And that's only a warm-up, Alec. That's just
stay there. Let's talk about that when we get back. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. Go get there, free complimentary copy of the best political and investment newsletter out there, bar none. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
All right, this segment, the next, with Bob Chapman. Then we got a top former federal regulator who even got death threats. exposing how this is all engineered. Bob, studying the economy for 40-something years, have we ever seen the hyperinflation move this big? I mean, $12.8 trillion in 6 months, and they say they're just getting started, and they're announcing they're going to take out the home exemption, the mortgage interest exemption. They're going to basically raise taxes on everybody to pay the offshore banks, and this is only the beginning. I mean, this signifies a complete raping of society.
Well, it's a total planned disintegration of society. And it's not only in the United States, it's particularly in the United States and Europe and in the rest of the world, in order to bring everybody to their knees so they'll accept world government. Now, they've done it over and over again. It's nothing new. So that's what they're doing. And incidentally, I'm publishing today instead of tomorrow on the International Forecaster. And I have the interview with Mr. Black. I have the link to that. And I thought Moyes did a wonderful job. I was extraordinarily impressed. It was a very fair opportunity to expose the information. And also, if you remember, Alex, 6 months ago we said on this program that the government and the Fed would spend $12 to $13 trillion. I had backed into all the figures, and everybody else at that time was talking $300 billion, $500 billion. They got up to $1.5 trillion, and that was the end of it. You know, bingo, we get 12.8 now. We could go to 15 by the end of the year, and that's trillion. And next year we could get to 30 if we try hard. And all of it's to bail out the Illuminates, the banks, the brokerage firms. Now it's insurance companies. I mean, after AIG, we get three of them in there, Prudential and Hartford and Lincoln are looking for TARP money. I mean, you don't look for TARP money unless you got problems. And so it's gonna permeate society, and I don't know that this is quite the way to say it, but it's going to bring us more deeply into fascism and corporate control of America through government.
And we're not for socialism, but when Newsweek magazine comes out and calls it socialism, that's a misdirection. This is not going to the people. This is piracy.
In a $3,000 suit, as opposed to the ragtag groups that run up their ships and jump on bigger ships to capture them.
It's so slimy to watch Geithner, but you know, they're telling him, don't let your stress test numbers out, because in the last week, big bank stress test numbers have been coming out that they are completely bankrupt, because the Illuminists, as you call them, have already moved all the real money out the back door.
Well, we hear nothing about the Madoff money. We hear nothing about the accomplices. I mean, his two sons supposedly knew nothing. His wife knew nothing. Everybody in the company knew nothing. And I say, give me a break.
Well, Sergeant
Schultz. And of course,
Schultz?
10 years ago, the SEC knew. They're part of it.
But the government
was involved in this. The CIA was involved. You remember the Banks for Criminals and Crooks Incorporated, BCCI? This is just another version.
But Sergeant Schultz says he knows, I know nothing. I know nothing. Remember him from Hogan's Heroes?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's who's running things right now, huh?
Well, they cook up these things. They also had a precursor to that BCCI, which was the banks in Australia, Nugent Hand.
All right, stay there. I want to hear about that when we get back in. What your forecast is, how bad this is going to get. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.